today. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Particular hot month, as many consumers seem to be staying away from General Motors and Chrysler. And speaking of General Motors, well, I predicted it. Many people did not expect this one, but 77-year-old Bob Lutz is back with General Motors now that it has officially emerged from bankruptcy. Bob Lutz was GM's official car czar, kind of the gentleman who was the guru of car planning for General Motors. The very youthful Lutz is a veteran of GM. He stepped down, of course, as the car czar. Actually, the official title was the vice chairman of General Motors on July 10th. However, he has made this return. And what does that mean for General Motors? It means perhaps some more exciting cars, hopefully, although insiders have said a number of vehicles have been killed within the General Motors portfolio, including the upcoming Camaro Z28 project, which was going to be one sweet ride utilizing the same engine that is currently available in the Cadillac CTS-V, a detuned version of the Corvette engine, the ZR1 engine, the most powerful engine ever produced by General Motors. However, the CTS-V coupe continues, according to sources who have talked to Lutz, and also sources who have talked to Lutz say that don't rule out that the Pontiac G8 GXP, which was the very well-received sedan sold through Pontiac dealers, was of course built on an Australian platform from Holden. It was called by many of the enthusiast press a poor man's BMW M5. Truly a great performing vehicle for high 30s, 400 plus horsepower. Truly a good vehicle, no question about it. It was going to be going away with the demise of the Pontiac franchise. However, Bob Lutz reportedly is lobbying to bring this vehicle back as a Chevrolet Caprice. So that would be an interesting move indeed. Some other automotive news making headlines this past week include the fact that Mercedes and Lexus have topped the official dealership rankings. That's right, according to the folks at J.D. Power and Associates, the folks at Mercedes dealerships and Lexus dealerships deliver the best consumer experience, according to that entity. Another story making headlines in the world of automobiles this past week is the fact that the automotive, let's reboot that one here, Kia is gaining fast. As my computer did a little blurp on me there, Kia continues to gain fast in the automotive world with the introduction of their latest vehicle. It has been introduced to the press in South Korea, and it is the Kia Forte Coupe. They're spelling it with the K instead of the normal C in coupe. Some people say it looks a whole lot like the Honda Civic Si, but nevertheless, Kia is gaining lots of traction in the American marketplace. Matter of fact, the new Kia Soul vehicle, which is a crossover utility vehicle, is a major factor in turning the company into a hot player in the game. And there are going to be some interesting additional products from Kia in the not-too-distant future. As a matter of fact, they're going to borrow the rear-wheel drive platform, which is currently used by the Hyundai Corporation, which is, of course, a cousin of Kia, owned by the same entity. And they're going to build the next Amante on that platform. And, they, of course, the Genesis won the North American Car of the Year Award, a very prestigious award given out by a group of automotive journalists. And it is, without question, an excellent vehicle, one of the great automotive bargains out there in the world of luxury class vehicles available, both V6 and V8 incarnations. It will be interesting to see what Kia does with their particular variant of that platform, what they're going to do with the next generation Amante. Ford continues to roll out more renditions of their EcoBoost V6 power plant. This is a very interesting engine, utilizing two turbochargers, giving you lots of power, in excess of 350 horsepower, yet good fuel economy, at least reasonable fuel economy. Fuel economy in the mid-20s. It is rolling out officially in a number of vehicles in the not-too-distant future, including, from the Ford side of the equation, the all-new 2010 Taurus and the high-performance version of the Taurus, the show, which will be in Ford dealerships in the month of August. Also coming up soon, a EcoBoost V6 variant of the Ford Flex. Lincoln will have an MKT variant and a MKS variant. So Ford's getting their hot new engine out there, and we're just getting started. This is Auto World. Don't go away. We're coming back with lots more after these messages.
Daddy, what are you pouring in our car?
This is Stabil Fuel Stabilizer. It's good for our old hot rod, so I add it to the tank every time we fill up.
Why?
Well, Stabil prevents something bad called corrosion. It's caused by ethanol in the gas, and it won't let fuel gum up the engine.
But why?
So it'll start up every time.
Daddy, what are you pouring in our car?
This is Stabil Fuel Stabilizer. It's good for our old hot rod, so I add it to the tank every time we fill up.
Why?
Well, Stabil prevents something bad called corrosion. It's caused by ethanol in the gas, and it won't let fuel gum up the engine.
But why?
So it'll start up every time and run smoother.
But why, Daddy?
Why? So I can take you for your favorite ice cream.
Yay, hot fudge sundae!
When you store and when you fill up, start with Stabil.
When you buy it, there is Hagerty Finance. When you drive it, there is Hagerty Insurance. When you curse it, kick it, and slam the hood in frustration, there is Hagerty Roadside Assistance. When you sell it, then buy another. There is Hagerty Finance. When you drive...
Ah, the circle of life. Brought to you by Hagerty. Car guys, ride with us. 866-922-4050 or Hagerty.com.
You curse it, kick it, and slam the hood in frustration.
If you'd like to quit smoking regular cigarettes and try a revolutionary new alternative, this might be the most important message you will ever hear. PremiumeCigarette.com brings you the electronic cigarette. It looks like a cigarette. It feels and tastes like a cigarette. And even delivers nicotine like a cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, it doesn't deliver toxic chemicals and tar into your lungs or discolor your teeth. The Premium e-cigarette has no flame or ashes, and you can smoke it anywhere, even where cigarettes are not permitted. Because the vapor you exhale is only water, not dangerous secondhand smoke. You've tried the gum. You've tried the patch. You've tried cold turkey. Now it's time to try the Premium e-cigarette. By doing so, you will save 60 to 75% over regular cigarettes. If you'd like to learn more, visit PremiumeCigarette.com. That's Premium, the letter E, Cigarette.com. PremiumeCigarette.com. Or call 866-242-9210. That's 866-242-9210 today.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. How much are you willing to lose? Take action now. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. I believe that we are facing a financial catastrophe of biblical proportion. Over recent decades, numerous economic systems have failed. Current Federal Reserve policy and uncontrolled government spending have set the stage for the United States to be the next target. Secure your assets today by calling 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. Do this while paper can still buy gold. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Now that you've planted your organic garden, how will you keep the bugs away without using toxic chemicals and poisons? Well, the answer is all natural insecticides from freshwaterorganics.com. These revolutionary insecticides start with the same organic product that we use, an FPP, to kill parasites. We then add a small amount of pyrethrin from chrysanthemum flowers and a mild attractant to offer you the most effective insecticide available anywhere. It can even be applied up to the day of harvest. Our natural insecticides work in the home, on plants, and in your garden, killing pests mechanically, not with poisons. So pests can't develop an immunity, and they won't harm your children or pets. It's effective against white flies, moths, bed bugs, fleas, roaches, crickets, and more, and safe enough to use on your pets, ridding them of fleas and other pests. Order now from freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570, 888-949-3570 today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Hey, it's Uwe Ifyun. It's ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
For joining us here today. You're listening to Auto World all across North America. Don't be a stranger. Give us a call or send us an email, bob at autoworldradio.com. Well, we kicked the program off here in grand style as this gentleman and I worked together at Motor Trend magazine for a number of years. I continue to be the radio host for Motor Trend as well. But Jeff Bartlett, who was for many years the online editorial director for Motor Trend, went off to work for a different publication, Consumer Reports. And it's been a while since we've done a little bit of radio, so I thought it would be fun to get him back here on my other program, Auto World. And we'd love to have him as a regular contributor, as he is the deputy editor of online for autos for Consumer Reports. Here he is, the man himself, Jeff Bartlett. Jeff, how you doing?
Hey, doing great, Bob. I appreciate the send-up, and it's great to be on air again with you.
Well, thank you. How do you like living back in New England?
Well, as a native New Englander, it's been terrific to be back in the land of pine trees and four seasons. So it's been a great move, and certainly building on my enthusiasm and enthusiast experience with Motor Trend, trying to help more mainstream consumers with the tough decisions in the car world.
That is so true. And we're going to talk a little bit about how Consumer Reports does their testing. I'd be really fascinated to hear, since you've been on both sides of the equation, how it compares with the more enthusiast buff books. But being back in New England here, you know, of course, California, and you've lived in Florida and California and lots of places. California gets all the press as being kind of the mecca of the car world, and, you know, arguably it is, but I say, boy, there are lots of great automotive enthusiasts and collectors in New England. We're on a great radio station in the Boston area, AM 1060 WBIX, which gets down into Connecticut and covers a number of states here in New England, and there are lots of car folks up here, Jeff.
Oh, absolutely, but part of the year they remain somewhat hidden due to weather. So you know, all these great cars come out in the summer on the weekends for cruises and get-togethers. So you don't see it as often as you certainly do out in the West Coast, where it's certainly blessed with beautiful weather year-round. At the same point, we don't have quite the traffic and congestion and can hit those nice twisty roads out here in New England whenever the weather permits.
Absolutely. Well, let's talk a little bit about how Consumer Reports does its testing compared to the Motor Trends or the Car and Drivers or the Road and Tracks of the world. There's quite a bit of difference, Jeff. Explain to our listeners.
There is a bit of difference. Most publications borrow what we refer to as press vehicles from the manufacturers for a period of time. The larger publications will often have them for a week or in rare occasions, maybe 2 weeks. And they run through the battery of whatever their test may be in that short amount of time, giving the staff a chance to drive them as well as take them out to a track or sometimes a large parking lot type of facility where they can run the 0 to 60 in quarter mile times, shoot the photos, and these days often shoot video, all in that very compressed time segment. At Consumer Reports, it's a little bit different because Consumer Reports really prides itself on being independent, meaning the publication or the website does not accept advertising. Everything that is done by Consumer Reports is really done with strictly the consumer in mind, and we're unbeholden to everyone. And to ensure that, we purchase everything that's tested.
Wow.
And we do so just like the consumers do. So in that regard, it is much different.
Definitely. So every vehicle the Consumer Reports tests is actually owned by Consumer Reports. That is something that I'm sure lots of listeners would be surprised to learn. And what happens to this ever-growing fleet? Are they eventually sold off?
Yeah, absolutely. And, in fact, that's a very important facet of the whole car program. Each year, we spend about $3 million buying about 80 vehicles. But ultimately, when we're done with our testing, we do trade them in order to have money to purchase new vehicles. So through that, we're not only, you know, independent from the manufacturers, but it frees us from any potential influence of that relationship or having vehicles that may be specially prepped. And we're buying vehicles completely
yeah.
at random, completely anonymously, exactly how consumers do. So once they go on sale, That first week, we shop around to all of our area dealers and see who can give us a really good price. And they don't know who they sold it to until the very end when we hand them the check.
That's great. And since you hold on to the vehicle for quite some time, it also gives you the advantage of being able to track, its long-term durability and how the vehicle wears in the long run as well.
Well, that is a unique part of the testing that we allow several weeks for break-in miles before any formal testing is conducted. And it gives the entire staff a chance to rotate through and take notes of what the vehicle's like to live with in the real world. And then we spend several weeks conducting more than 50 specific tests on each vehicle in a very scientific laboratory-type approach at our own facility. This ensures that every vehicle we test for years and years to come, it goes through the exact same process, and therefore the results are very comparable. Consumer Reports is blessed to have a 327-acre test facility that rivals some proving grounds, complete with road courses and drag strip, special buildings for headlight testing and photography, and we've got a building for car seats because we test the fit of car seats. So we've got all of these very specially designed kind of labs that we can run the cars through. But it's important to note that our own observations regarding reliability actually are not reported in the reliability tests. The reliability data that we're quite famous for actually comes entirely from our surveys of our subscribers.
Wow. So from the consumers themselves.
Absolutely. The voice of the general consumer. Each year we contact our more than 7 million subscribers to ask them about their experience with a wide variety of products, cars being an important one of them. And then we spend months analyzing the data to provide a very accurate look at past performance and use that to even predict future performance so that we can provide really good guidance for car purchases.
It must be great to have your own test facility there, which, like you say, really rivals a car maker's proving grounds, because a lot of the enthusiast magazines, as we know, Motor Trend does some testing in Michigan, does some testing in various spots in California, and there's lots of different variables, so you have a real controlled environment. When we come back on the other side, more Inside Consumer Reports, and we're going to talk about the latest issue and the latest vehicles being tested there. You're listening to Auto World. Don't go away.
10 miles east of the highway, hot sparks burning the night away, two lips touching together.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two Sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives, and that's something we can all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
Being a part of Life Change Tea has been an exhilarating experience. I love the testimonies. Julie in New York writes, I love this product. I feel great. It worked immediately. You can feel the cleansing right away. Other products don't work right away like this one does. Mrs. Luella from Missouri writes, my daughter has lost 27 pounds. She loves the tea. And David from Tennessee writes, my wife has a lot of digestive problems and the tea really helps her a lot. I like it too. And here's my favorite from CJ in Minnesota. He writes, this stuff really works. No, I mean it really works. No, I mean it really works. Be one of the many testimonies that we receive every month. Order today online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. You know the number, 928-308-0408. Be our next testimony. You love us and we love you.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Thank you very much for joining us. You're listening to Auto World. My name is Bob Wand, along with Jeff Bartlett, who's the deputy editor online autos for Consumer Reports. We're getting the inside scoop here on Consumer Reports auto testing, and Jeff has been telling us all about the various inside stuff here. I mean, compared to the Enthusiast magazines, Consumer Reports buys all their vehicles. They have their own test facility, and very interesting and very different from what we see from other magazines and newspapers and such. Jeff, how do you guys go about deciding which vehicles you're going to spotlight in a particular issue? I noticed here in the August issue, mm-hmm. you've got a cool story we're going to talk about, but how do you come up with the story ideas?
Well, just like, you know, any magazine, really, we take a look at, the next 12, 18 months out and to see what cars are coming and which ones kind of naturally fall in line so that we can put together a group of similar vehicles that would make sense for readers to compare and contrast. And as those start taking shape, then we look to make sure we've got enough variation so one month is a bit different from the other. It's fairly basic in its planning. But as it draws closer, as you well know, you know, it can be challenging because on sale dates change a little bit here or there. For us, you know, those are pretty important because we're dependent on actually buying the vehicle.
Sure.
As cars come together, we want to make sure that we're covering the breadth of the mainstream market to help as many people as we can. And then we're very carefully studying what the most popular, trim and options configuration is going to be so that we can answer the questions that'll serve the most needs.
Definitely. Let's talk about what's being featured in this month's issue. Among the vehicles being tested, the new Honda Insight.
Right. For the August issue, we had pulled together a group of hatchbacks and small wagons, really looking at kind of fuel-efficient alternatives, maybe to a small SUV, vehicles that we think will be increasing interest in going forward. And one of them, the real standout, was the Honda Insight, a vehicle that we're all very anxious to take for a spin and see how it performed in our tests.
Well, tell us your thoughts about the Insight. A lot of people have said that this vehicle really looks so much like the second-generation Prius from Toyota, and it definitely has some of that style.
Oh, absolutely. It's a bit derivative, and you know, Honda certainly took the cautious route initially with hybrids, with the original Insight accepted. But if you think of like the Accord sedan, and even the Civic sedan, these cars didn't really stand out. You didn't know they were a hybrid unless you could see the little badge on the back. Honda wanted to make a bolder statement because they saw part of the Prius's success was really that dynamic styling, which not only is like a rolling bumper sticker for environmental concerns, but also adds tremendous benefit in terms of aerodynamics. So what we have is a 7/8 scale Toyota Prius, and as it ran through our test and we reported this month, we were a little disappointed in the ultimate outcome, especially for kind of playing second fiddle, you know, being a little late to this party, as it were.
What were some of the attributes of the Insight that you and the other editors at Consumer Reports were not so fond of?
Well, one of the things that really got us was it's a rather noisy car, and it has a stiff ride. The handling is kind of clumsy. It is very slow, even when it's not in economy mode. And from a practicality standpoint, you know, the rear seat's really difficult to get in and out of, and the head space back there isn't adult friendly by any stretch. So through a series of shortcomings, it ended up having a very middling score. We rate cars on a scale of 0 to 100 points. It came in at 54 points out of 100, which puts it at the second lowest car in its class.
Hmm. So that rear seat isn't too usable, huh?
Well, no. For myself, as you know, I'm about an average height fellow. I can't sit up in it. I have to really bend my head forward, and the back of my neck touches the headliner.
Yeah.
Certainly, if you slouch a little bit, you can get by in a short trip. But in terms of a family vehicle, it is something that you have to seriously consider, because even small kids eventually grow.
Let's talk about some of the other vehicles evaluated in the test, including a Volkswagen, a sport wagon Jetta, which actually did quite well.
Yeah, the Jetta was one of the standouts in this group. We had a 2.5-liter, five-cylinder wagon, a very solid, well-performing vehicle. That stands as one of the highest-rated in the segment, along with another model that was in the group, the Hyundai Elantra Touring, another true wagon that offers a good overall package that I think would satisfy a lot of families looking for versatility and good fuel economy.
Yeah, definitely good fuel economy there. I believe 26 miles per gallon, that's pretty decent.
And that's overall. And if you bias a bit more to the highway, our highway test, we got 33 miles per gallon.
Let's talk about some of the other wagons and hatchbacks in the August issue. Chevrolet has improved their HHR and the Pontiac Vibe, which, of course, is a spinoff of the Toyota Matrix. What were some of the findings on those vehicles, Jeff?
Well, HHR has improved over time, as many vehicles do, but it's still rated rather low overall in its class. It's ranked about 18th out of 22 vehicles. And some of its shortcomings do continue. One most notable being its retro styling has really led to very short side glass. So visibility is quite limited in it. Like most cars in the class, it has some issues with noise. But we also found the driving position to not be suitable for many of our drivers. And also we had some issues with fit and finish.
another new vehicle here, all new for model year 2009-2010, is for Mazda. This is the Mazda 3 hatchback, and it's kind of wearing the face of the Miata now, Jeff.
It sure is, and what a happy face it is. Look at this big smile, perhaps suggesting the driver should be smiling as well. It is, again, a good car. The previous Mazda 3 was a very good, very enticing car. You know, it was a little more rewarding to drive than the norm. This one feels a bit bigger, a bit more solid. Not quite that same human interaction, at least in my take. But we think it's got really good handling. The powertrain's strong. The versatility is excellent. The controls and interior design give it just a slight up-level feel to it compared to other vehicles in its price class.
Another very interesting vehicle that you guys tested is a funky one from the folks at Kia. I've never really been a fan of the Scion XB styling-wise or the Honda Element, but there's something about this Kia Soul from a style perspective that kind of gets me. Tell us about your findings as far as ride and drive and comfort and practicality.
Well, I completely agree with you on the styling of it. I think that really hit a good mark on that. Some of the lines really give it an open feel, the way the roof line and the belt line angle together. It creates a kind of shorter glass to the back and a tall windshield, I mean, you know, very forward-looking. But also it gives it some visual motion to it. I think styling-wise, it's pretty neat. Overall, we thought it was a pretty good car. Again, for the class, the noise and vibration tends to be its critical weak point. But so, for fun and funkiness, it definitely hit the mark.
Funky is the word there. More with Jeff around the bend. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
Don't be confused.
For quality automotive accessories, count on California Car Cover Company. California Car Cover Company offers the world's largest selection of quality car covers for any vehicle built since 1900. With unique one-of-a-kind gift ideas, detailing products, truck and SUV performance products, clothing, and memorabilia, California Car Cover Company has it all. Call today 1-800-423-5525 for a free catalog or visit calcarcover.com.
Is your budget being blown away by high gas prices? The revolutionary Tornado Air device harnesses the power of the wind so that your vehicle will go further on a tank of gas. Tornado creates a swirling effect in the engine's combustion chamber that results in a better mix of air and fuel so that you'll have more power and more mileage. Tornado fits most cars, comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, and is easy to install. Visit TornadoAir.com or go to your local Pep Boys, AutoZone, Napa, Checker, Shucks, and Kragen, or other fine stores to buy your gas-saving Tornado today.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk Reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious-tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today. 1-800-210-1922. With Chews for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchews.com.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about Graf Under Safes, the makers of the highest quality safes and vault doors available on the market today. Graf Under Safes are known as the Rolls-Royce of safes. Since 1968, they have operated based on their original principle, quality above all else. Whether it's a custom-fitted vault door safe, you can rest assured that your valuables will be protected. Do not buy into the illusion of security. At Graf Under Safes, security is their sole purpose. Go to GrafUnderSafes.com today to see their entire line of amazing products available, or call 866-457-4555. 1801. Graf Undersafes are fire and burglary resistant and have a lifetime warranty. They have established an unequal reputation of quality for supplying their safes and vault doors to residential customers, commercial markets, and the jewelry industry alike. Protect the things you care about most. Go to GrafUndersafes.com. That's GRAFFUNDER safes.com. Or click on their banner at Infowars.com today. Or call 866-457-1801. That's 866-457-1801.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Watch out, man. How you driving that Cadillac there? I'm telling you. Ain't that a fine machine?
We're back. We're live across North America. Thank you very much for joining us. My name is Bob Long, joined by Jeff Bartlett from Consumer Reports. If you have a question about the August issue, some of the cars we've been talking about, or about Consumer Reports in general, we'd love to hear from you. Our toll-free line is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, or bob@autoworldradio.com. We came back with a Cadillac bumper because, Jeff, you and I have been in this business a long time. Did you ever think that we'd see what we've been seeing from what used to be the Detroit Big Three? Now it's just the Detroit Three. General Motors going bankrupt and reorganizing. Chrysler doing the same thing. GM has officially emerged from bankruptcy. What do you think about the GM situation?
Wow, you're right. I never would have guessed this would have happened. You know, my family's been in the auto industry for generations, and certainly things tended to get better and better over time. We had a couple moments in history, of course, but it seemed like America was going strong, or at least holding its own amid some pretty challenging international competition. But boy, the economy has taken its toll on all industries. And it's very sad to see what's happened to our little corner of the world. General Motors, I'm thrilled that it's out of bankruptcy and that the executives can now focus on building a better, stronger company. I just can't imagine the challenge of dealing with all the paperwork and all the unfortunate challenges they've been facing the last few months as they've been trying to rapidly restructure the company and still keep the lights on.
So true, and it comes at a time, ironically, I mean, on the performance side, you know, they've got some of the best vehicles that they have ever produced. I mean, performance, you know, unbelievable. Corvette ZR1, world-beating Ferrari-eating machine, the Cadillac CTS-V, you know, recently Motor Trend did a test of beating the M5. I know many other publications have given rave reviews to the CTS-V, but getting back to more, you know, consumer-oriented vehicles, when you look at, you know, the Chevrolet Malibu and, you know, some of the recent products from Saturn as well, much better interiors. It seems like, you know, it's a shame, and not to mention the stuff that was in the pipeline that has now been killed, you know?
Well, you know, I must say from the Consumer Reports perspective, we've seen a significant increase in the quality of the products, both how they've performed in our tests and even in reliability for the General Motors vehicles introduced in the last few years. been some ups and downs, but generally the trend is really good. So, you know, we're enthused that, you know, this will continue now that they're focusing on the cars rather than all, you know, the other parts of the business. But you're right. They've proven that they can hit some pretty high marks. It's a challenge of can General Motors do it consistently? Can they make all of their products not only better than their predecessors, but as good or better than the competition?
That's true, and it's interesting to see what's going to happen here with the closing of the Pontiac brand, the selling off of Saturn. I mean, lots of people are speculating that Roger Penske is going to, you know, kind of sell off the what remains of the Saturn stock and turn it into a Korean car company of some sort. Hummer, I guess, is still up for sale. If you got the money, you could buy that one, Jeff.
Well, actually, Hummer sounds like they're pretty far along with the Chinese truck maker. I wouldn't be surprised to see that go through, despite some questions to it in the past week or two.
Okay, so it's moving better in a better direction now.
I just spoke with Hummer, and things are looking very positive for that. They're very enthused about the opportunities that that presents. And really, for Hummer and Saturn in particular, if things go as planned, it could be pretty interesting what happens.
Definitely.
But consumers now are definitely in kind of an awkward in-between stage of not knowing what comes next. I'm optimistic it's going to be really positive, but, you know, hold on. we'll see what happens.
That's so true. And Saab, interesting buyer there. I mean, this is a boutique kind of automaker that has purchased Saab. Any speculation what they're going to do with that brand?
Wow. That is the biggest mystery to me. The idea that a company, Koenigsegg, who builds only, what, like 25 cars a year?
Yeah.
Admittedly kind of pricey ones, is going to buy a large international volume producing car company. You know, I hope that their pockets and their line of credit, which the Swedish government's already extending, is deep enough to really reinvent the Saab line. Because certainly the cars now, the 9.3, the 9.5, they're overdue for, you know, being replaced and updated with something that's truly modern and competitive. If I was to dream, I would like to see you know, some of the Koenigsegg performance magic rub off and some of the evocative styling and kind of elevate Saab status in the world. You know, think of it as, you know, taking maybe inspiration from Porsche with the Panamera and Aston Martin and bring that down to a price point that people could attain. But what will happen? I don't know.
I know. It's going to be interesting. Ford, of course, you know, ironically, I remember, and you would remember too, I mean, two or three years ago, Ford was probably in the worst shape of the bunch. But the difference is, you know, Ford, they sold off Volvo. I mean, Volvo's reportedly for sale. They sold off Jaguar. They sold off Land Rover. They sold off a portion of Mazda. They sold off Aston Martin. And they reportedly leveraged everything that they own there in the city of Dearborn, including the sign on the building. And so, you know, they had the capital to, you know, become more of a full-line manufacturer. I mean, growing up, that's what Ford was. I mean, they had something for everybody. They had the Mustang, they had Thunderbird, they had regular cars and family cars, and yes, they did have trucks, and they had the Bronco, but they weren't the, you know, the truck-centric, SUV-centric maker that they became in the 80s and 90s. So Ford right now is doing well. Do you think consumers are staying away from GM and Chrysler, worried about the future, or what do you think's happening? Because Ford sales seem to be taking off.
Well, I think Ford's benefiting from not needing federal assistance. You know, the goodwill that's generated, I think, is huge, and hopefully it has lasting impact in that now Ford's at somewhat a disadvantage because Chrysler and GM had so much of their debt kind of sloughed away while Ford's still carrying it. So, you know, they need to kind of make up for that difference in the short run. But what we saw from the Consumer Reports side was that consumers weren't holding off purchasing from Chrysler and GM because of bankruptcy. It was fear of the unknown, because once those companies went through the controlled bankruptcy processes, and what was going to emerge on the other side became more commonly understood. We saw much more interest in the cars. So I think it's really a confidence issue, and that's still something both of those companies are going to have to be working on for probably the next year or two to, you know, say, no, we're here for the long run, and here's what we're doing.
Another topic, as the clock is ticking away here, we're definitely going to make you a regular contributor here to the show.
I'd love that. That'd be great.
We got to talk a little bit about GPS, because I myself love consumer electronics stuff, and I didn't realize it that they've got navigation software for the iPhone, and you guys are already testing that. Wow.
That is definitely a big twist in the segment, and we kind of knew it was always coming. It was just a matter of when. Portable GPS navigators have become immensely popular, aided by continuous price drops over the last couple of years. And more recently, we've seen the navigation and kind of infotainment features that used to only be in the highest-end models now available in relatively affordable models, including traffic services. But the real game changer that just came out is the new navigation software apps that you can download for the iPhone. And like you said, we're just starting to test those now, but those are going to present a new decision for consumers going forward. Do I get a device, or do I just upgrade my phone?
Yeah, it's remarkable, the price drop. I mean, I remember when these were just the stuff that came with, you know, Lexus and Mercedes vehicles, and the first aftermarket ones were, you know, you had to carry around five or six CDs or DVDs.
That's right.
And, you know, they had awkward antennas and everything else, but, I mean, these are great. Well, Jeff, it's been a pleasure, and I mean it. We'll get you on whenever your schedule allows. We'll make you an official regular contributor here to Auto World.
That sounds great, Bob. Thank you. I appreciate you being on the show.
All right. Thank you, my friend. That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. My name is Bob Long. Thanks for listening.
Seems I always end up driving by.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.